proclamation number 8482 dated the April 29th, 1963. Process of the word reception. You must not grow tired of standing up for the truth. Time and again I say this to those who may receive the pure truth from me, whom I myself have chosen to serve me as a vessel into which the outpouring of my spirit can flow. These are characterized by a plain and simple way of life, by their genuine nature and humble attitude towards the greater than great gift of grace they receive. For the pure truth cannot endure any unusual side effects. The recipient of the truth will be just as clear and pure as the truth which originates from me, even though he need not be a saint in order to serve me as a vessel. For only rarely will a person on earth attain the degree of perfection for which he could be called saintly. But he will be able to show certain prerequisites which allow for my extraordinary working within and in aid of him. The word reception will therefore always take place in a most natural way, without strange signs or happenings, and the person himself will always firmly have his feet on the ground. He will not demonstrate any kind of excesses or raptures. He will simply hear my word and write it down in order to preserve it for future generations. Anything which appears sober and clear to other people's eyes is also suitable to appeal to those who are still living in the midst of the world, and especially these shall be persuaded to turn their eyes to spiritual spheres. They gladly dismiss everything of a psychic nature, but they must nevertheless form an opinion about that which is offered to them in this way, because they will have to acknowledge an extraordinary power since the results stand up to firm scrutiny. And anyone who is seriously willing to examine will truly feel a great spiritual blessing, for he himself comes subsequently in possession of the most delectable that can be offered to him on earth. He comes into possession of the truth, which can only come forth from me as the eternal truth. And although this natural process only finds little credence despite its explanation, it does not exclude the fact that many people pay attention to spiritual transmissions which exhibit unusual side effects. Thus they'll look for and allow themselves to be deluded by a framework whose brilliance intends to obscure the poor quality of content. However, only the content is important, and in order to convey the pure truth to earth, which is the most delectable content of a vessel, I chose the most insignificant vessels. Nevertheless, one prerequisite has to be in place, a strong will. For they must defend the spiritual knowledge against my adversaries every onslaught, and therefore they have to be so devoted to me that they will constantly receive my strength as to be able to cope with their task. And since an ability of judgment is simultaneously conveyed to them with the truth, they will always be capable of recognizing misguided teachings and of confronting them with the pure truth. And only like this is it possible to spread true spiritual knowledge on earth, which originated from me directly. The fact that my adversary tries to be equally active during the lost days before the end means that he is also grooming vessels for himself by encouraging people to listen to spiritual influences sent to them from the psychic world, and that he tries to gain these people by disguising himself as an angel of light, by making people feel secure in the belief that they are being addressed from the highest spheres. It would not be a danger for the souls of fellow human beings of goodwill as long as they are prepared to accept good advice. Yet his only intention is to prevent people from handing themselves over to Jesus, who alone can bring salvation for their souls. He wants to stop people from releasing themselves from their immense guilt of sin, and no means is too evil for him to achieve his aim. Hence he will also avail himself of my words in order to mislead people and to be believed by them. He will stop at nothing, and it requires immense love for me and one's neighbor that his activity will remain without influence on a person. And this requires my countermeasure again by prompting my bearers of light to step forward with the truth and to provide clarification wherever possible so that people will not fall prey to error, so that they will not get caught in his nets of lies, so that they will not bypass Jesus Christ, who alone is Savior and Redeemer of humanity and who has to be called upon for forgiveness of sin. So that earthly life is not lived in vain and the human being will still find redemption on earth. Time and again the significance of the knowledge about Jesus and his act of salvation has to be presented to you, and this can only be accomplished by the pure truth which is directly conveyed to earth by me. It is, in fact, a light bearer's most important task to inform the human race of this and to do everything in his power to spread the truth. And everything will be done by me, too, in order to support your work for me and my kingdom. For humanity still lives in profound darkness and bright light shall be given to those who desire it, who long for me and the truth. Amen.